Welcome to the Finding Grace in the Wilderness podcast. I'm your host, Sharon Hawkins. Here each week, we will share stories about how God's grace can be found during life's most difficult circumstances. Meet with me around the table as we chat with others who have found that God's faithfulness never ends. We will share truth and life and discuss faith, fears, struggles, and victories. Join us as we seek to grow deeper in relationship with Jesus, the one who makes a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Amid the yellows, golds, and oranges of the beautiful autumn glistens an unmistakable pink. It flows in fountains. It covers billboards. It sprinkles through the congregations on Pink Sunday. Before 2005, I was a thoughtful observer. When my mom was diagnosed with breast cancer that year, I became a spirited supporter, one who was angry at the disease and determined to see it eradicated. I wore pink on my bumper sticker. I wore pink t-shirts. I joined the fight as one whose family member had been attacked by this disease. Then in 2011, breast cancer knocked on my door personally. I was diagnosed with stage 1 breast cancer. Because of all the other cases of breast cancer on both sides of my family, I made the decision to have radical double mastectomies and as a result, 2 reconstruction surgeries that year. The surgeries left me with a debilitating nerve pain illness that still affects my life every day. Now pink is more than a color to me. It is part of my signature. In addition to becoming a recurring theme of my wardrobe, I now wear it on my heart. I am a part of a pink sisterhood, one forever changed by breast cancer. One of my pink sisters is Dina McCollum. She is a dear friend and a leader of our Grace in the Wilderness Hope Rising Cancer Support Group for survivors and caregivers. Here is a message from Dina.
Hello, everyone. My name is Dina McCollum, and I was so honored when Sharon asked me to be a part of her podcast this month. I've known Sharon for a long time. We go way back. My son plays in a bluegrass band with Scott, her husband. And I knew when I was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2020, I sought Sharon out first. I knew that Sharon had dealt with breast cancer and other cancers and had had other medical trials through the years. And Sharon has just always been a mighty, mighty warrior in my mind for Christ. And I knew that she was the person that I wanted to seek out first and get some advice, and I was so glad that I did. Like I said, I really admire Sharon so much for everything that she's been through, and she's still always such a willing servant for the Lord, and I just really love her so much. So back to my story, I was diagnosed with breast cancer in April of 2020. Right before COVID was really going full speed ahead, and everything pretty much shut down. I was diagnosed with triple negative breast cancer and started a regimen of chemotherapy, and I ended up in October, which incidentally is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, the month that we're in right now. I ended up having a lateral mastectomy and came through it great. My breast cancer journey, I think, was unlike a lot of people's. From the very, very start, I had an absolute prayer army, a prayer warriors praying me through it. I can't say enough about the people that sent me cards, calls, texts, churches had me on their prayer gram list, and just I always, from the very, very start, felt so prayed over and prayed for. My journey was, thank God, a relatively easy path with my, I handled my medication, I handled my chemotherapy very well. I was able to keep working. I have an office job. I was able to keep working throughout all of my treatments. I had to modify my work schedule a little bit because I would be a little too tired some mornings to get up and get to the office first thing. So thank the Lord also. I had a very, very understanding, caring boss who allowed me to modify my schedule around my health and my treatments and how I was feeling. And, you know, sometimes I'd work in the mornings and sometimes I'd work in the evenings. It just depended on how I was feeling that day. But he was very, very helpful. And he is, you know, just a great boss and allowed me, a great family man, and allowed me to be able to continue working. But I was able to. And I had people praying me through this journey from the start. I felt their prayers. I knew that there were a lot of people praying me through this. I started my journey in April, like I said, with all of the diagnostics and then two rounds of chemotherapy with the surgery in October. In November, everything was finished up, through with surgery, all pathology back, and I was declared cancer-free. All of my tests were successful. Everything was successful. My surgery went well. And as far as, you know, that part of my journey, I was done. And I really handled everything very well. Thank the Lord for that. Throughout my journey, as I said, I had prayer armies, prayer warriors praying for me. I met some really, really wonderful people along the way. Sharon introduced me to a cancer support group that she had started called Hope Rising. So I was active in that group, and it was a wonderful, wonderful support group for cancer survivors, people who are currently in treatment for cancer, caregivers, really just anybody that had ever been affected at all by cancer. So I was a part of the group, and we would have activities. It might have been crafts or just dining out, some kind of activities that we like to do together, and really, really enjoying what we were doing there. And Sharon reached out to me and told me that she was looking for someone to assist her and kind of take over a leadership role with the group. And I came to her mind, and it was just the Lord. I mean, I was loving being involved in the group and felt that I wanted to do more for the group. So it was just perfectly, as always, in the Lord's timing. And so Sharon reached out, and I told her that I'd love to help. I would love to you know, take some of the reins of that and help her get some things going with the group. So that was fantastic. It wasn't too long later on after that, I had also met a wonderful, wonderful friend in a project that the Y does for cancer survivors. It's an exercise group called Live Strong that it's a rehabilitation kind of exercise type program that they offer free to help cancer survivors just with some physical exercise, you know, get back on your feet, build your strength back up. So there was a couple of other people, Rebecca Wilson and Laura White, and I were the only three people in the class, but it was amazing. Again, the Lord put some amazing women in my path, and we bonded right away. And Rebecca was also very active in the Hope Rising group. So I turned around and sort of did her the same favor that Sharon did me, and I asked her if she wanted to help me. So Rebecca and I, with still Sharon's leadership, have tried to kind of take over some of the operations of the Hope Rising group. It's a Facebook support group, and we try to have outings about, you know, two or three, four times a year, and do some crafts and eat or have a speaker to talk, but it's a wonderful time for ladies to get together and share. And, you know, we all have some similarities in our stories, and we can just all offer each other support. And it's just a really, really wonderful group. And I was so happy that first of all, Sharon had even had the idea from the Lord to start the group. And then I was very honored when she asked me to help her take a leadership role in the group. But 4 years passed, 2024, and I am still cancer-free and doing very well. I see an oncologist checkup every 6 months, still keeping an eye on things. But as I said, you know, I just had a relatively easy path along the way, I would say, compared to others. I don't have to take any medication to prevent the breast cancer. I have my mammograms every 6 months. Once a year, I think I'll go to some point in time, we'll maybe transition back to that. But I did have, before my diagnosis in April of 2020, I had a mammogram June before that, and everything was clear. So we did have, you know, a good baseline to know that, you know, I had a clear mammogram then. So we did know that it was some point in time after that, of course, that the tumor started developing. But I was just blessed, you know, through it all, even though it's hard and there are difficulties, just the blessings throughout it, the friendships that were formed, the people that reached out to me and showed me such love and support. My church family was there for me throughout. It was such a hard time for everybody with COVID. Everybody was struggling without being able to see your people and your friends and your family. It's really hard to see the blessings while you're in the midst of the storm. But after it's over and you can have some time to pray and reflect on what you've been through, I knew that the Lord was with me every step of the way. I felt Him. But I can look back on my journey and see that the people, the amazing women that He put in my path to help me through and guide me through, and the friendships that I formed. And it's hard. And even though it was hard at the time, I look back on that time and see that everything that He did for me was in His perfect timing. I would never wish cancer on anyone, for sure. It's even hard to imagine that you're thankful, but I am so thankful for my journey, for the amazing people that I met, and even just the things that I learned about myself during the journey. I learned that I really had to stop and be quiet and still at times and lean on the Lord and know that He brought me to that and He would take me through it. So I want to finish up with October, of course, is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So ladies, I want to tell you to go get your mammograms. Put your health first. Take care of yourself. Just know that even if this cancer or a cancer or any health trial is to be a part of your journey, just know that the Lord is with you always. If you have a family member or friend or anyone who might be interested in joining our Hope Rising group or getting more information, just reach out to Sharon and she can get the information to you. It is a Facebook group, but it is a private group. So just reach out and we'll get you the information that you need. And thank you so much for taking your time and listening. And thank you so much to Sharon for allowing me to have this wonderful opportunity to speak. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Dina. I am truly blessed to have the opportunity to serve the Lord in ministry alongside of you. Your sweetness comes out over this message. You are such a blessing to me and so many others. Hope Rising is a faith-based women's encouragement group for cancer survivors and caregivers, not just from breast cancer, but from all cancers. Hope Rising is one of the ministries of Grace in the Wilderness Ministries. We exist first to glorify God. Our second purpose is to encourage and uplift cancer survivors and caregivers. If you or someone you know are impacted by cancer and would like to be a part of our group, we would welcome you with open arms. A link to join our private Facebook group is in the show notes, or you may contact me through SharonHawkins.net for more information. Let me just say that I hate cancer. Never forget that cancer begins with little c, and Christ begins with big C. And as Dina mentioned, no matter what we face with our health, God is always there for us. He never wastes a thing. There are some things that I learned during my breast cancer battle. The first one is breast cancer can happen to anybody. 1 in every 8 women is impacted by it at some point in her life. I had always thought it was one of those dreaded things that happened to other people. But on June 8, 2011, I learned that it can and did happen to me. It took me and my family by surprise, but it didn't take God by surprise. He met us right where we were and right where our need was. He put his arms around us and he carried us through one day at a time. There were purposes for my breast cancer. The hardships that we face are for our good or for his glory. In the case of my diagnosis, it has been for both. The reasons are still unfolding today. Relationships made during that time are still blossoming. Only because I had breast cancer was it discovered that I had melanoma, which could have led to serious problems. The more time that passes, the more God keeps revealing his deeper purposes. Some reasons I may not know until I get to heaven, and then it won't matter. But the truth is, he's woven a beautiful tapestry from that part of my life that now has been 13 years ago. I've learned I can help someone else because I've been through breast cancer. Praise God that I am now a 13-year survivor of breast cancer and melanoma. God has given me numerous opportunities to share with other women who are walking this journey. Sometimes just to listen and understand. God comforts us so we can comfort others. I've learned in all of this what the beauty of a woman really is. Like many of my pink sisters who have had surgery for breast cancer, I felt unattractive physically. Through this, God has reminded me that he has stamped his beauty on my heart, and neither cancer nor surgery could ever take that away from me. I am beautiful because I am his precious princess, and I am made in his image. I learned the importance of spending more time with my family and friends. When faced with the possibility of having to tell my family goodbye, I sure gained a clearer focus of what was important to me. Material things lessened in value, and time spent with family and friends became more important and more precious. Never has a tombstone read, "I wish I'd worked more." Through breast cancer, I gained an increased sense of urgency to share the love of Jesus more with others. Gratitude for God's blessings through the storm and a second chance to be well gave me a greater desire to share with others about the most important thing, and that's the saving grace and mercy of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God is faithful. I knew this before, but I learned it at a deeper level in the midst of this terrible storm called breast cancer. People can tell you that God is faithful, but there is no lesson as powerful as living it. He is always faithful to his children, one day at a time, and he is still performing miracles today. He still answers prayer. He restores broken bodies, broken spirits, and broken hearts. I have learned that when I cannot, He can. And not only that, I'm so thankful that He does. Dear Lord, thank You for healing me of cancer and for continuing to teach me the lessons even today, 13 years later. Please be with those who are currently suffering from this terrible disease and who have lost loved ones. Bring them Your love, strength, peace, comfort, and wisdom. Hold them closely in the palm of Your righteous hand and bring them healing. You are the great physician. Your word says that You forgive all our sins and heal all our diseases. I'm so thankful for Jesus. And Isaiah 53:5 in Your word says, "But He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on Him, and by His wounds we are healed." Thank You that by seeking You, we can always find grace in our wilderness. Amen. Thank you for listening to this episode of Finding Grace in the Wilderness. May God lead you safely through your wilderness as you trust Him, and may His river of grace always flood your desert times. He is doing a new thing. Let's not miss it. Subscribe or follow to make sure you don't miss a single episode. See you here next time.